27.1. Read, listen, and watch.
An urgent call.
Lisa was about to leave for the airport when she received a text message. It said, "Arriving Thursday on British Airways, flight 81. Love, Ted." So her husband wouldn't be arriving until Thursday. That was the day after tomorrow. She went back into the house. Just then, the phone rang, so Lisa answered it.
"Hello. Could I speak to Mr. Hill, please?"
"I'm afraid he's not at home. Who's speaking, please?"
"This is Mr. Lewis from Thompson & Lewis Limited. Could I leave a message for Mr. Hill?"
"Certainly. This is Lisa, his wife, speaking."
"Good evening, Mrs. Hill. Sorry to bother you with this, but I'm afraid it's rather urgent. Could you ask your husband to get in touch with us by tomorrow at the latest?"
"I'm afraid that won't be possible. You see, he's out of town and won't be back till Thursday."
"Well, that's certainly bad news for us. But since we can't do anything about it, we'll try to postpone things for a couple of days. Could you ask him to call us as soon as he gets back?"
"Of course. Does he have your number?"
"He should, but just in case he's lost it, it's 071-463-8779.
"Right. I'll give my husband the message."
"Thank you very much, Mrs. Hill. I'm sorry to bother you."
"That's okay. Goodbye, Mr. Lewis."
"Goodbye."
2 days after, her husband got back home. Lisa had written the message on a piece of paper.
"Honey, Mr. Lewis from Thompson & Lewis Limited called you."
"Yes, I had a business meeting with them, but I couldn't show up."
"I wrote the message. He said, ask your husband to get in touch with us by tomorrow at the latest. But I knew you were getting back on Thursday. I told him that so. He said, we can't do anything about it. We'll try and postpone things for a couple of days."
"That meeting was extremely important. I'll call them now."